Every year, the start of Advent in late November sees the opening of traditional Christmas markets in the Czech capital. Among the most popular, the market on the city's historic Old Town Square. Surrounded by famous medieval architecture, red-roofed stands decorated with evergreen sprigs sell everything from hand-painted baubles to traditional nativity scenes. Open for more than a month, the market features daily programs, such as children's workshops and concerts in the run-up to Christmas. It also offers a variety of refreshments, a draw not only for Czechs, but also, of course, for visiting tourists. After missing out last year, I was curious this time to have a look at the market. But before I did, I caught up with Petr Benáčan, the business director for Tyco, the company in charge of the market since 2004. He told me more about the market this year.
We have there about 90 stands with the traditional goods, like Christmas goods, handmade goods, everything what you can put under the Christmas tree, and you can use it like a gift. And also we have there a lot of refreshment points where you can buy the Czech sausages and, of course, the hot wine and the specialties of Christmas time. Every year, more than 100 years, you can meet the Christmas markets on the Old Town Square.
One Old Town Square tradition is, of course, the giant Christmas tree. Petr Benáčan told me more about where this year's tree came from.
It's from the Vrchlabí. It's in the mountains north from the Prague. It's about 130 kilometers away from Prague. And it's about 17 years old tree, 22 meters high. I don't know exactly the English name, but it's a typical Czech tree.
Okay, so I'm just about to head down to the Old Town Square in Prague now, just to have a look at this year's Christmas market.
Not surprisingly, the atmosphere is similar to years before. Assorted stands built around a main stage, and of course that tree. It does feel Christmassy, and a number of visitors I was able to speak to, both young and old, agreed. Natalka is just 3 years old or so, and has come to see the animals, a sheep and a ram or two, and she rates everything pretty highly. Her grandmother tells me this is what Christmas is all about, and they even get a retort from the resident donkey.
Načený jsou, jako vždycky, že jo, povedlo se každý rok, je to moc hezký.
Na ty, hele, pán se ti něco chce zeptat. Kde jsme slyšeli, jak dělal?
Ne.
Iha.
Iha.
Well, if kids visit for the animals, others, such as Brits Bill and Carol, visiting from Croydon, near London, have other reasons. They tell me they know this market well, from years past.
Oh, well, we come here very often because my son works here. He's married to a Czech girl, and so we're over for another visit, for another week.
And just 10 days from Christmas, what do you think of the market here on the square?
Lovely. Oh, yes, this is why we come. We come to see the market because every year, if we don't come for Christmas itself, we'll come to see the markets.
And do you have either of you have a favourite item, say here, food or a drink?
The kablasa,
hot wine, yeah. The ham, and the way they decorate the stalls up, the gingerbread is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some younger Brits in their 20s are less enthusiastic about the wine and complain about the weather. But they also have a solution.
Yeah, you're going to go get drunk in about an hour. So that'll be quite fun.
Definitely drinking time.
The cold has finally settled in just weeks before Christmas, and it's true, that's little comfort for the sellers. But it hasn't dampened their spirits. Jan is a blacksmith who operates a small traditional forge on the square, who loves what he does. He told me he's worked with metal since 1983. And for him, without a market on the Old Town Square, Christmas just wouldn't be complete.
Always when market is coming, people are more happy. They can pick up goods or just watch us for looking for some demonstration, you know, of craft and stuff like that.
today's more of a quiet day, but I imagine at the weekend it must be very busy.
Oh, yeah, it's very busy. Parents are coming with kids, you know, there is donkey and horse and animals like that, and they just love it, you know, to come here and watch us, watch animals, and to get some food and just enjoying their stay here.
What would you say is the most, one of the more complicated items that you produce here, or that you can produce?
When I do some flour, yeah, it's quite complicated. But in the workshop, most complicated thing or item is a gate like this one here. Yeah. It takes sometimes 6 months, 8 months to create it, but we really enjoy it.
Customers ringing bells from Jan's stand remind me it's almost time to go, but not before a quick stop at one more stand selling Czech nativity scenes. The seller's name is Magdalena.
I'm selling traditional Christmas stuff. Everything is handmade, and it's made from almost most of it is made in South Moravia.
And you said traditional there, so what material is it made from?
Almost it's used from corn leaves. Or straw. They are Bethlehems, most of it, and it's a lot of kind of it. It's this is probably from corn leaves, and one of these it's inside of coconut. It's very funny, and another one it's from wood.
Do you have an item which is, say, the most popular seller?
Oh, I think it's this one. What I was talking about it.
The coconut.
It was, yeah, the coconut.
A coconut manger is definitely not typical, and frankly, more than a little tacky. So, oddly enough, I decide to pass on that. Some other lucky buyer will no doubt be thrilled they picked up what is maybe the last one. Still, as Magdalena said, there were plenty of more traditional items to choose from. Overall, the Christmas market on Old Town Square is well worth a visit. A unique experience in the historic center, heightened by choir performances, children's theater, bright lights, and a bit of Christmas cheer and spirit. Daiko's Petr Benáčan, with whom we spoke earlier, had these recommendations about when to visit.
During the weekends, the mayor of Prague will get on the Christmas day the special mayor soup on the Old Town Square, and it's also excellent with Czech fish soup.
And he hands it out.
And also on 24th, on Christmas Eve, there will be the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, and they will be playing the special mass. It's from the Jakubian Ryba. So this is the traditional Czech thing, and it's excellent to see it. It's excellent time.